A tiny water lily only the size of your fingertip is missing. British police are investigating. The extremely rare plant was allegedly stolen last week from the Royal Botanic Gardens at Kew in West London. The Nymphaea thermarum is no ordinary flower. It used to grow in southern Rwanda, but there are only a few plants left. The managers of Kew Gardens say they're still in the midst of the investigation and didn't want to compromise it. So who do we talk to about flower theft? Well, Susan Orlean, obviously, the author of The Orchid Thief. So just remind us first of the mania of the flower obsessives in your book. I mean, would you say it's mania or just a passion that goes further than most passions?
Well, it's the entire spectrum. There are people who are complete maniacs and have a passion for the rarest of the rare, and they will go to great extremes. Then there are also people who perhaps are a little more cynical and simply understand the economic value of having a rare plant the way any rare item has an actual value on the market. The remarkable thing is, unlike stealing a painting, which gives you one painting, if you steal a rare flower, you have the potential to make lots of flowers from it and make lots of money.
Yeah, I like the art theft metaphor. It's kind of people who love beauty, but their moral compasses aren't calibrated very well, I guess.
Plus, in the case of stealing from Kew Garden, you know, you're talking about somebody who is in a very public space like that, who is willing to, say, lean over, take a little trowel, dig it up and hide it in a pocket and sneak out. It's plain theft with a darker side, which is if you're stealing something that's endangered, you could be ending its existence on Earth if you happen to kill this specimen.
How active is this world of flower theft?
You're going to be surprised when I tell you that it's quite active. It's an enormous industry. In the case of rare species that are difficult to grow, like this water lily or an orchid, you're talking about a more limited audience. But if you, say, steal a plant that you can then propagate and turn into a commercial venture, you're talking about millions and millions and millions of dollars.
But fencing a rare orchid or rare lily, it's going to be fairly obvious. I mean, what are they going to do with these flowers?
Nobody will ever be able to identify that this particular plant was the exact one that came out of Kew Garden. So you've got a problem in terms of prosecuting. You could say, well, I don't know, I was in Rwanda and I saw this cute flower and I took it. There's really no way to prove that it was the one stolen. But say you can then propagate it. And suddenly you have an exclusive market on a very pretty little plant. People will say, wow, I've never seen that before. I want that.
Do you think it's going to be easy to apprehend whoever stole this lily from Kew Gardens? I mean, profile the average thief for the London police for us.
If this is a person with a commercial goal and suddenly they're being propagated, you may be able to figure out who did it. If it's somebody who's just a crazy plant fanatic, it's lost forever. The people I met who were plant fanatics, you wouldn't recognize them walking down the street as a plant fanatic. They are rich, they are poor, they are scientists, they are housewives. It's a huge range. And they're people who are just passionate, who love the exotic, and they'll go to great extremes to get it.
Susan Orlean, the author of The Orchid Thief. I don't know, maybe you'll be on the case of The Lily Thief. Anyway, thanks.
It's my next book.
Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome.